Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The White House coronavirus response team is tracking the latest COVID variant, Omicron.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says health officials are actively looking for the Omicron variant in the U.S.
Right now, there is no evidence of Omicron in the United States.
But White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says that doesn't mean it isn't coming.
Confirmed cases as of yesterday was 205 in 18 countries. And just this morning, that's gone up to 226 in 20 countries.
But a big difference this time with his now fifth variant, says Dr. Fauci, is that vaccines and boosters should provide some level of protection.
Health experts say it's only a matter of time before the Omicron COVID variant, first detected in South Africa, turns up in the U.S. Dr. Francis Collins is director of the National Institutes of Health.
We'll not be surprised if sometime in the next few days we identify cases in the U.S., considering that this virus has found its way already into a lot of countries, including our neighbors in Canada.
Collins appeared on CBS Mornings.
The new Omicron variant is spreading in the Netherlands and turns out to have arrived there earlier than previously thought.
The new variant was found in the Netherlands on November 19th, a week before the World Health Organization labeled it a variant of concern and before two planes from South Africa landed here with 14 people infected with Omicron. Health officials say a special PCR test detected abnormalities in the spike protein, something they'll be searching for in the coming days as more cases of the new variant are likely to emerge.
New York City has authorized the country's first safe sites for drug use.
They're called OPC services, or overdose protection centers, aimed at reducing overdose deaths. New York City officials say they're safe places where those who use drugs can receive clean needles, medical care, and be connected to services like treatment for addiction. They've been discussed for years here, as well as other U.S. cities. Supervised injection sites already exist in Canada, Australia, and Europe. Federal law bans operating a place for narcotics use.
And that's today's Health Checkup. I'm Fred Bottomer.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.